No, I think these guys, Brian, have put in a lot of time. You know, they really have. You know, we had the early start because we're a new staff, and you really can't ask much more for this time of the year than what they've given us. You know, they've worked extremely hard. We've thrown a lot of information at them, and you know, I think that we even got some things done today. You know, we had a good meeting and good walkthrough, and it was time to take a little break. Yeah, that's a special thing, Mark. I mean, you know, 23-year-old guy who's going through that, very special guy, impressive guy, how he's dealing with it. Comes from a great family. Mom and dad are awesome. They've been here, two brothers. One brother plays at the Naval Academy. Another brother plays at UCLA. Just a great family. So it was great to see him out there. I think he was able to come to practice today. The doctors let him come to practice, and he was able to say a few words to the team, and I know it meant a lot to the team, and I know it meant a lot to him.
Were you surprised he came out this morning, or did you have an
idea? I kind of had an idea that if the white blood cell count was down, that he could come today, and that's what happened.
Did the players know that he could come today?
I don't believe so, James. I think you'd have to ask them, but I don't think so.
Did you talk about the end of practice and
Yeah, I think, you know, we just have a little fun there. You know, we just let Boswell – I don't think Leckler had warmed up properly. So, Boswell – we let Boswell punt, and it wasn't a great punt. It looked like a pooch punt. We'll have to talk to Boswell about that. He might have been a little nervous. And then Jonesy caught it, which was great. So,
did you designate Ben?
Oh, yeah. He didn't volunteer.
Why Ben?
You try to pick a offensive lineman that's a, you know, a fun guy, good guy, hardworking guy, and that's Ben Jones.
Coach, can you address the story that T.J. Yates has been traded?
What do you mean the story?
There's a story that said that T.J. Yates has been traded to the Falcons.
Right. Right, that's what happened. Yep.
Can you talk about Dent's?
Oh, yeah, sure. T.J. Yates, we traded him for Akeem Dent. Akeem Dent's a guy that's played a lot of football in Atlanta. I think he played in like 47 games. He's going to come in here and battle at the inside linebacker spot and also on special teams. And, you know, we're looking forward to seeing what he does in training camp.
What is your message to the players for this time between?
Yeah. That's something that we just talked about in the team meeting. It's a crucial time. You know, it's really for the players. It's interesting. It's not really a vacation time. They need to make sure that they stay in condition, that they stay knowledgeable with the playbook, and stay strong and do the things necessary to come back here in the best shape of their lives. And they know that. These guys, especially the guys that have been around, they're pros, and they understand that.
Could you talk about the draft class?
You know, so far, John, we've been pleased with the draft class. These guys have worked extremely hard. You know, they're intelligent guys. They've been on time. They've been respectful. The true test for any draft class, just like our football team, is when the pads go on in training camp, see how those guys perform in full contact practices, which we'll start having 3 days into training camp. You know, that'll be the true test. But so far, so good. Yeah, we feel like he's on track. You know, again, a little setback here with the sports hernia, but he's been in all the meetings, and he's an instinctive guy. He's a hardworking guy. He's a guy that has come in here when he could practice and did some good things, and so we'll be looking forward to him coming back for training camp, ready to go, and trying to pick up where he left off.
Will Hagan be ready for camp?
I don't know that, John. I'm not sure.
When he is ready, what do you expect him to?
We'll play him on the defensive line. Start him off as a two-gap defensive end and then kind of go from there. He probably could play some nose, play a few positions across the front, but not sure when he'll be back.
Do you have a plan for your guys over this 4 weeks? What's yours and your staff's plan?
Yeah, we'll meet here. We'll kind of meet here this afternoon and talk about where we're at, and then we'll take a little break. Everybody will go their separate ways a little bit, but football will be on our minds. But we'll spend some time with our families, and then we'll be back here, you know, around the middle of July and get going for July 21st when the early group of training camp guys report.
Bill, you both yesterday talked about Ryan Fitzpatrick and what he called a cowboy mentality, a toughness that other players from other positions feed off of, and it helps when your leaders like that developing a game for the team. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know what? That's an interesting way to describe Ryan Fitzpatrick. Not sure if a Harvard guy's ever been described with a cowboy mentality, but no, I think Ryan's come in here and learned well. He's a good guy. He's a fun guy to coach. He works extremely hard. He's thrown the ball accurately in these practices that we've had, and he's picked up the system well. And like I said the other day, he earned the job. And again, just like everybody else, we're looking forward to seeing how he does in training camp. I think anytime you play that long in this league at that position, you've got toughness.
How about talk about your philosophy? You say three days in, you're going to go full contact.
That's the rule. There's an acclimation period. Well, I think there's a fine line between making sure the team is ready to play the season, both from a contact standpoint and also from a health standpoint. So we'll keep a good gauge on that. Our practices, just like they've been in mini camp, they'll be very competitive. We're not a team that's going to go live in every single drill that we do, but we'll hit in training camp, and it'll be a fun training camp. It'll be competitive, and we'll keep a good gauge on the health of our team and also where we are contact wise. We've got a lot in, Brian. I would say the things that we need to really get moving on would be things that require pads. The running game, we don't know much about our running game right now because we haven't had the pad. We know what runs we've put in and worked on, but we've got to get the pads on. Same with our run defense. We've got to see where that's at. Goal line, short yardage, things that you really can't practice without pads. So we feel good about where we are with those schemes being installed, but then we've got to go in there and have a good training camp with those things. That's between me and the team.
On your road to 53, how you will be struck. This is Houston's first time seeing you go to 53 man roster. You were ripped off. So, how many wide receivers, quarterbacks, running backs you would keep on the roster?
We'll keep the right 53 for the Houston Texans. Whatever that right 53 is, we don't know what that is yet. These guys have been competing, and you can tell that it's going to be a very competitive training camp, and we'll do the best job we can to make sure that we have the right 53 come that time.
Last one, guys.
I advised all the rookies to be around quite a bit during this break.
Okay.